Hello, this is Easy Natural English with Liam, an English learning podcast where I talk to you in natural English that hopefully isn't too difficult. And today I'm going to be talking about a topic that was requested in my shadowing app. So if you don't know already, I now have an app where you can practice shadowing, so it'll help your pronunciation, your speaking, your grammar, basically all aspects of English. I really do think that shadowing is the best practice we can do for kind of all of our language skills, which is exactly why I developed that app with the help of two very clever people. So check out the link for that in the description of the podcast. But anyway, today I'm going to be talking about a request that somebody asked for on the app. So the request is, what do I like about working from home? So if you've been listening for a while, you'll know that I've done a lot of work at home, actually. When I started doing this podcast, the reason I started doing this podcast was because I was teaching English online and I used the podcast as a way to help me find more students. But a couple of months ago, I stopped teaching online and in person because I was doing both. I was teaching online and teaching classes at universities and schools. But I switched my job and became a translator a couple of months ago. And I still work 100% remotely. So I don't need to go to an office. I just work at home every day. And the topic request was, what do I like about that? And there's lots of things. There's some cons, there's pros and cons to everything in life. There are some cons, there are some negative sides, but mostly it's positive sides. So actually, I will start with the negative sides of working from home. So it's more of a, I guess it's a positive side to working outside of your house. The positive side is just simply getting out of your house every day, having a reason to go outside. So having a reason to, you know, perhaps wear some nice clothes, a reason to go and talk to people. It's healthy to get outside. It's healthy to walk a bit. I mean, some of us maybe jump straight in the car, but most people probably walk at least a bit if they go to work. So getting outside, walking a bit, talking to people, socializing, even if it's people you don't necessarily like that much, it's still just kind of healthy for us to socialize with other humans. So I think getting outside, and like I said, having a reason to sort of get dressed in the morning, put on some nice clothes is good too. So that's one of the sort of big positives to not working at home. What other positives are there? There's probably some other positives for work not working at home. Of course, one thing is perhaps if you have a job where you need to be in contact with your colleagues more, then you can sort of have better communication if you're at the office. And of course, there are lots of jobs you just can't do remotely anyway, either way. Of course, you can't, for example, you can't be a doctor remotely. Well, perhaps if it's some kind of practice, perhaps you can do like online chats or something. But most of the time, if you're a doctor, you need to be there in person. So the positive sides to working at home, the pros, there's a lot. The one I'll start with that's most important to me right now is, a lot of you probably know I have a daughter. She's almost 2 years old. She's still one year old. she's still one. But yeah, she'll be two soon. And the thing that I really appreciate is just being able to spend lots of time with her. Of course, when I'm working, I go into my office and close the door, my office, into this room. It's not exactly an office, but I come into this room and start working. And when my, in the morning, I can spend time with my daughter until I start work at 9 o'clock. And during my break time, even, I can see her. Or even if I come out to make a cup of coffee, or just come out to grab some food or something, take a short 5 minute break, go to the bathroom, anything like that, I get to see my daughter during those times. And at the end of the day, I finish work at 5 and I can spend time with my daughter again. Whereas, you know, for people that work in an office, you probably need to leave your house an hour before you go to work. Probably takes you, you know, it could take an hour to come home again. And that's 2 hours every day that you don't get to see your family. So I really do appreciate, working from home from that aspect. It's nice to just be present for my daughter all day, basically. Like I said, every time I pop in and out of the room, she sees my face. I'm around. So that's something I like. And also, we live on the fourth floor of an apartment building, and we don't have an elevator. In the last apartment, we had an elevator, but here we don't have an elevator. So I can help my wife when she's, for example, if she goes shopping and she has like shopping and she's carrying my daughter and all those things, she can text me and I can quickly run down, help her upstairs and then go back to work afterwards. So it's nice just being around, being here to spend time with my family and help my family when they need me. So that's the biggest positive side That's the biggest positive side for me when it comes to working at home. And the other positive side is you save a lot of money when you work at home, because when I go out to work, you know, I usually just buy food or buy coffee. When I was living in Tokyo, I used to work every day, 5 days a week at an English school. In Japan, it's called an eikaiwa. It's like one-to-one conversation lessons. So it's quite similar to like what I was doing online. And I used to go there every day, 5 days a week. And I used to spend, if it's like American money, then I used to spend at least like $10 every day I was at work buying food and coffees and snacks and things like that. You know, and if you do that 5 days a week, that's $50 a week, and it's $200 a month. That's a lot of your salary spent on food and drinks and things. So working at home, I can just like fry some eggs, make my own coffee. Making your own food is always much cheaper. So that's a really positive side from working at home too. You save a lot of money. What else is there? And just being comfortable, you know, just being in your own home. Like I said, one of the positive sides to going out to work is waking up, sort of putting on some proper clothes sometimes. But sometimes that can get a bit annoying as well. I know when I've had to do that, I had to wear like a suit to work. It gets a bit annoying. At first it's nice. You're like, oh, I like dressing up, I like wearing nice clothes. But when you have to do it every day, it becomes a bit of a chore. It becomes a bit of a annoying thing to do. So when you work at home, I can wear whatever clothes I want. If it's hot, I can wear I can just wear like shorts and a t-shirt. If it's cold, I can wear like nice cozy, tracksuit bottoms or cozy jumper or something. Those are both British words. Americans would say pants and sweater. But yeah, in the UK, we say trousers or bottoms or jumper for sweater. Recently I've been sort of realizing, I think it's because I've been teaching my daughter how to speak. You know, I've been like working on teaching my daughter English, and I want to teach her more British English. So I've been using a lot more British words again. So that's like some positive sides to working at home. There's probably a bunch more that I didn't think about. But yeah, one of the nice things, well, sort of the overall thing, is just being in your own home where, like I said, you can talk to your family, access your kitchen, wear whatever clothes you want, sit however you want. You know, if you're at work, that's another big point, actually. Like when you're at work in an office, you have to be sort of a little, you know, half conscious that people are sort of looking at you. So you don't want to just like, you know, slouch or sort of sit, you know, sort of too comfortably. You sort of sit at your desk, you know, in a kind of working position. But sometimes I will just sit down on the ground or something. I just sit wherever I want, wherever I'm comfortable, and you know, I can work better that way. So that's a really good point as well. Anyway, thank you all very much for listening today. Thank you for your requests. Like I said, this topic was requested through the shadowing app, and if you haven't checked that out, check out the link in the description of the podcast. Thank you all very much, and I'll see you back here next time.